the bailiff on each arm, all hooked up in shackles, wearing jailhouse guard. The prosecutor said the charge was breaking up a bar, battery with intent to do great bodily harm. The judge said, "Mister, what's your plea for breaking all these laws?" I said, "I guess I'm guilty, but I think I had good cause. Listen to my story and I think you will agree. You'd have done the same thing if you'd been there with me." I said, "Me and my friend Eddie were sitting in that bar, minding our own business and not doing any harm, just telling old war stories, and I was getting to the part where Eddie saved my life and received a silver star." Then two fellas started laughing, trying to put us down. They said us baby killers should have died in Vietnam. They'd been listening to the story that I was trying to tell. They said I must be crazy and I ought to be in jail. Well, I tried to ignore it and I tried to keep my cool, till one of them stood up and kicked over Eddie's stool. That's when I started swinging and I started seeing red. I didn't stop till they took back every word they said. Now that's the way it happened, I wouldn't tell a lie. The judge said, "Where is Eddie? I want him to testify." I said, "Your Honor, he can't do that. Eddie can't comply. I haven't heard him say a word since 1969. Eddie lost his life that day while he was saving mine, and I made a vow that I would keep his memory alive. Now I know that you can't see him, but he's right here by my side. Eddie's always with me in the corners of my mind." Got real quiet and nobody made a sound, until the judge broke up the silence when he brought that gavel down. And he said, "I'm dropping charges, so get on out of here, and if I ever see you two again, I'll buy you both a beer. So if you should ever find me down in some old saloon, drinking beer and laughing, I'm not a loony tune. It's just me and Eddie out there having us a time, because he's gonna live forever if it's only in my mind. Yes, he's gonna live forever in the corners of my mind."